the sold-out Lang Park in Brisbane. The Dolphins were giving it to the Broncos early, but the Broncos responded. The ball handling not great from either side, but in the end, a convincing win for Brisbane, 28 points to 14. Kobe Hetherington, such a solid feature of the Brisbane Broncos lineup over the last few years, played about 50 minutes off the bench, made a ton of tackles, and he's on the line. Kobe, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Mate, really well. 28-14 over the then top of the table Dolphins. So you'll take it and run for sure. What was the reaction like after the game?
Yeah, mate. It's always good getting the 2 points. But yeah, obviously there's a lot we got to work on. I feel like we came out that second half and fired up a little bit. Obviously they scored 2 late tries, which hurt us a little bit. But if we can fix a few of our errors up, just hold the ball. I think we'll be a pretty strong side.
That's such a key, isn't it? And it's one of those stats that can be so deceiving. That is, possession rates. Because you can complete at 80% and not threaten the opposition team. But if you're dropping the ball, and both teams were in the 60% last night, it can really be prohibitive to, mounting a lot of pressure in attack.
Yeah, mate, 100%. We score all our points, obviously, when we hold the ball and build that pressure and, kick to the corners and just rely on our defense. But, yeah, couldn't really do that much last night. If we just hold the ball, I feel like we could have put a lot more points on them. But, it's just one of those things we've got to get better at. And, we'll train on it and get better at it.
Well, Kobe, congratulations on the win, mate. Back in the winner's circle, which is great. But what about the inclusion of Reece Walsh? How was he coming back into last night's game after, obviously, that shocking head clash that he had?
Yeah, mate, he's a tough little bugger. He wanted to come back early, and he's just such a competitor. And every time he touches the ball, he just does something with it. So it's so good having him back. And, he scores those long-range tries, which helps us forwards out, gives us a bit of a rest. So, it's unreal.
What's he like as a leader? Is he a leader at fullback? Because he's still such a young kid.
Yeah, no, he's getting a lot better at that. He's chat at the back. He's always talking, always doing something. He's a little live wire, so yeah, you can hear him nice and clear at the back, and his communication, all that sort of stuff's really good for us forwards. He tells us where to go and all that sort of stuff. So he's real good with that.
And Tommy, is he got a bit of a prankster in him? He seems like a little bit of a character like that.
Yeah, mate, he's one of the few pests in our side. So. Yeah.
Reminds me of Michael Carrianos, how good. What about the local derby? It's starting to build up there now. What's that like coming into that game with the Dolphins and the local derby? Do you feel that tension starting to get more and more now?
Yeah, mate, for sure. It's the Battle of Brisbane, so you don't want to be the second best team around this region, even though they are Redcliffe Dolphins. But, still, we want to be the best team here. So, it's always a bit of pressure going into that game. But, as I said before, we just got to, keep doing little things and just focus on ourselves more than anything.
Now that you guys have got the win, mate, how many times do you think we would be able to see, you guys will watch that Jaden Hunt no-try team meetings this week?
A few of the boys were into him about it. But, it's just one of those things, heat of the moment. I can't say too much on it because I don't know really what happened too much, but he's just got to put the ball down, I guess.
how different is it?
Sometimes it's a simple game, isn't it? Luke Keary said the other night to you, Michael, that what's going on with the Roosters, we've just got to try harder. It's not that complicated. And as Kobe says so beautifully, you've just got to put the ball down.
Yeah, if you run harder and tackle harder than the opposition, then 9 times out of 10 you'll get over them, eh?
Well, I'm sure you guys can have a bit of a laugh about it anyway, because you got the win, so I'm sure it'll get shown a little bit in vision. What about Jock Madden's inclusion? Obviously, Adam Reynolds is such an out for you guys, but Jock Madden looks like he's comfortable directing the team around out there.
Yeah, mate, he's unreal. He's got a pretty tough gig, in 1 week, out the next, and halfback's obviously a main role in the team. But he's been really good, Jock. His communication, his professionalism, all that sort of stuff. He nails all that. He's always the last one back. He'll go into training when the lights are off and practice his kick in and all that sort of stuff. So he's real dedicated and he's real hungry and he just wants to get better and wants to get the team better too. So he's unreal to play with.
If we're talking about individuals, Kobe, Selwyn Cobbo, the way he's taken to playing in the centres is outstanding. And when that move first happened, from outside looking in, you're like, We'll see how it goes. He's been brilliant. What have you found out about Selwyn Cobbo playing in the centres this year that you probably didn't know about him?
Yeah, he's we all knew what he was like. He's, you know, he's a great try scorer. He's strong. He's got that palm, and he's always beaten two defenders. So yeah, he's another one that you just love having on your team and scores those long range tries. He's got everything. He's quick. He's strong. He's he's a freak of an athlete, Selwyn. And I just think he's only going to get better and better each week too. So it's going to be dangerous to see what he does, in the next coming games.
Not that anyone needs to be looking at table 6 weeks into a 27-round season, but you sit 10th. It's been a really up-and-down opening 6 weeks for the Broncos, Kobe. 3 wins, 3 losses, that narrow, heartbreaking loss in an amazing game of footy in Melbourne last week. But does the confidence of what you guys put together over the full, 31 weeks of the season, as it turned out, in 2023, does that get you through that knowledge that you know it's going to turn around and you're going to find that consistency?
Yeah, mate, 100%. We just got to, just keep getting wins here and there and just keep building on that. Obviously, that win with Dolphins, all the boys will come in, chirpy at training, everyone will be up and ready to go for Raiders. So, yeah, it just gets all the boys up and going and just got to keep building on it. As I said before, just hold the ball and we can do some freaky things.
And I just want to go back to last week, finally, Kobe, because I was calling that game, and I appreciate players' perspective and commentators can be vastly different. I just want to get an understanding of how quick that game was to play, and especially coming off the bench, because calling it, I don't think I've ever been as entertained watching rugby league as the first half of that game between Brisbane and Melbourne at Amy Park. What was it like for you players? I know you guys would have been kicking yourselves that Melbourne scored late to win, as they seem to do week in, week out. But in terms of the speed of the game and the quality, especially that first 40 minutes, it was extraordinary to watch. What was it like on the field?
Yeah, mate, it goes all so fast, to be honest. It's it was a real quick game, but it's just one of those things. Obviously, your pre-seasons and all that sort of stuff, they help you get through the speed of it and the tough times. But yeah, mate, it was a fun game. Obviously, some tries were scored. So but then again, like, we just shoot ourselves in the foot, I guess, at points.
And just a second finally, Louis reckons you're going to have second debut, so I'm going with a second final question. Canberra next week, you guys will start favourites for that game, no doubt, being at home again, but they give you some trouble up there from time to time.
Yeah, mate. Raiders are in some good form and they've got strike power all over the field. They've got some speed on the edges. They've got some good middles too, so it'll be a good game. We just got to hold the ball, focus on our defence and hopefully we go all right. But, yeah, we just got to go into that game with a good mentality, I guess.